This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Tens of thousands of video game insiders are in L.A. this week for E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo. Major companies use the event to launch new products and game updates and to try to create buzz. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace reports on how the $23 billion game industry is changing.
One of last year's big games was Fallout 4.
Of nuclear detonation.
A whole post-nuclear apocalypse world you wander through in three dimensions. But every year, video game makers are trying to one-up themselves and each other with game updates and new hardware. And generally, more people are playing games, but they might not call themselves gamers. Aaron Robinson-Swink is creative director of the game program at UC Santa Cruz.
Even people who wouldn't necessarily consider themselves fans of video games play a lot of games on their phone, you know?
Elena Fedina is a data analyst with Superdata. She says the splashiest games on exhibit at E3 will take people to a whole new dimension.
The most promising and unexplored segment right now is virtual reality.
But she says the actual gear is expensive and the general public is still pretty clueless about what it is and how it works.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.